I think you raise a very important question. I want to kind of twist it around, though, to passenger transportation, because I think there's an important question that policymakers and the automotive community and the electric grid ought to ask themselves, which is, you know, where is the, what's the best technology for a vehicle? And it depends an awful lot on how that vehicle is going to be used. The vast majority of people drive less than 50 kilometers a day. And so a plug-in hybrid vehicle for most people will convert the majority of their miles to electric. Very easy to charge a plug-in hybrid vehicle at home because you don't need to have upgraded service to charge a smaller battery. We would get probably 80% of the miles or kilometers driven converted to electric over over petroleum. Now, plug-in hybrid vehicles are also inefficient because you have two different drivetrains and so forth, so you got to take that into account. But I think there's a real question as to whether a battery electric vehicle is the best technology for the average consumer, or if a plug-in hybrid wouldn't be a better choice. We're certainly seeing in North America a significant switch in interest from battery vehicles to plug-in hybrids right now. Whether that sustains or not, I don't know. But it also relieves all the pressure around public infrastructure, which helps.
Thank you. Maybe a last question